Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm over here now!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi.
Hi there.
Sorry, I was nodding off there for a second.
Mike, you were gone for 6 minutes and 45 minutes.
I'm a little sleepy.
Aren't we all?
Well, no, this is different sleepy. This is, let's just say that the discussion has occurred in the household maybe over the last 48 hours about, you know, could we give them to a family that would love them more, the dogs?
Oh, thank God. Didn't know what you were talking about.
I mean, they're completely and totally undisciplined. So when we have them out in the house, they're in a pen. And they're basically all day in a pen or they're in a crate, so they don't roam free because they're not able to, they're not properly trained.
They'll make on the floor.
And then I get up at, I want to say, 3, it might have been 2, 3 in the morning, and okay. Carla is awake, and she's never awake at that particular, and she goes, oh, Stubby, let me give you the timeline that I got from Carla.
Okay.
Stubby at midnight. We go to bed at 9. Carla goes to bed at 9:30.
I love that mystery novel. Stubby at midnight.
Stubby's up at midnight. Has to go out. Has a the bad ill defecation.
Oh. He has a sour tummy.
Then Winslow at 2 a.m. because he starts whining.
Right.
And then I'm up at 4 a.m. with both of them to take them out, and I stand over Stubby. And I stand over Stubby for what appears to be like 6 minutes. By the way, if any neighbor came by at 4 a.m., they would see me shirtless in my boxer brief standing out on the front lawn. Because I'm not going to bother
any
clothing.
You could throw on a t-shirt or something.
Well,
no one's
out there, Rob.
Until
no
someone is, there. Mike. Until someone is. And then
well, if they're out
talk.
There at 4 a.m., F them.
And you they're know, totally naked.
Hopefully it's like Google Map.
If there is a senior citizen out there at 4 a.m., and there's not, because they're as regular as rain.
Mike, all I know is
lunch at noon, dinner at 5, every
if I was driving
day.
Down my street at 4 in the morning and saw a man of your age just in his boxers, I'd do a silver alert.
It's a man wandering out on the front lawn. Well, the fact that I had the dogs attached to one of the best products I ever acquired, the double rope leash, which
was
kind of a...
Was that a Temu?
Don't believe it was. Nylon rope that you would have, tie a small boat up with.
Yeah.
But it's a leash and never look back. No fraying, no, not perfect. Now, I say that it'll break this weekend.
No. You're not cursed.
So, and then I think they're both, and Carla's been phenomenal about, taking charge because they've just been having problems all over the house and really.
Have you altered their diet?
We think they got into something. The only thing I will tell you is that they may have licked a bowl where my homemade chili was, you know.
That wouldn't do it.
What
that
a disgusting house.
I know. No,
What a pig house I live in. I swear to God.
Any house with dogs is going to have the same. Now, we have Sebastian
so
right now.
Gross. Who's so the big, I'm so over it. You know, I love being a dad at an older age. I am over being a dog owner at an older age.
When your child moves out, you'll love your dog even more. But we have Sebastian who is. He's creepy and sneaky. And if you hear like clink, clink, clink.
They're all sneaky. It's their nature. They're parasitical and they're sneaky.
Is the only one I've ever had that carefully takes the spoon out of a bowl and will go away with the spoon.
Yeah, and slink away because that's what they do. They sneak around. There's, by the way, they know.
They
how
do.
Often do you hear they don't know what they're doing?
Oh, they know
exactly what they're doing.
I'm just curious.
I'm going to go poop in the corner furthest away from where the two human beings are. The A-holes.
Well, you keep in mind that's better than a dog like Frankie that used to poop only where I was.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is with 8, 9, 10 walks a day.
Yeah.
This is constant up walking.
But you ate the chili. You didn't get sick.
No, I felt great.
Yeah, so I don't think it's the chili. Is the Halloween candy gone?
That we don't even have any Halloween candy.
Okay, so they didn't get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
have you changed their brand of kibble?
We're not really consistent as far as the dry dog food that we buy.
That's a mistake.
That might be it.
Okay, that might. And by the way,
anger.
Yeah.
And that. Okay. So that I'm gonna put that on the list with Mrs. O'Mara, who is ramping up her new location and really is going to be a lot busier. This is I'm checking things off. There's something she's taking charge of recently that I think the scheduling for baseball she's taking a little she's running point on because it's so convoluted and trying to figure out when he's there, when he's here.
You
and by the way, I didn't put this on my show prep.
Oh, good.
He had his regular game, his rec game.
Yeah.
There are two divisions. He plays travel ball, and then he plays the rec ball. The rec ball, as Josh will tell you, is kind of like, just show up, and you're on the team. You know,
it's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you will go back to what I thought we were done with in 10 and under, which is the 400 walks during a game. It was, by the end of the game last night, kudos to my kids' team for winning, although they didn't win. The other team lost. And it was just, pitch after pitch after pitch.
Dripping with negativity, Mike.
Let me say it was... It's not only walking people, but unhittable, not even keeping it in the general area.
Right. Are those, as Bob Hope would say, are those pitches wild?
Wow, they are wild, wild pitches, man. Yeah.
How many kids from his travel ball team are on his rec ball team?
One, I think. Okay. I think one, and then maybe, I don't think there were any on the other team, but it's just on and on. And at the end, I turned around, and I sit up right on the fence. Carl and I are right up close to the, to the on deck circle, and their parents in the bleachers in back of me, and I'm packing up the old chair, and I'm like, "Who wants another inning?"
So that's pretty much crazy. The general attitude.
Last night, Rob, I love it. You know I love it.
I know
it's a
you
big
do.
Part of my life, but last night I could not. So that, on the heels of that, was the dogs doing their
speaking
thing.
Speaking of the dogs, may I recommend, it's Kirkland brand, but it's a blue bag of dog food. I think it's for a slightly older dog. But
where do they sell that, Rob?
Any pet store, Mike. any Greater's pet store.
Do you go anywhere else? You go from your house to Costco and back to your house. The Kirkland, remarkably.
Sometimes, Mike, I go to the gun store.
Do they sell guns? They don't sell guns at Costco?
They do not. They do not.
Okay.
But this,
got to go to Walmart for that.
You've got to be consistent, and this is a great brand because it'll provide your dog with stools that are virtually odorless and as firm as a hot biscuit.
No, with no more odor than
a hot biscuit. No, I can't comment.
But do they result in good,
wonderful stool?
Because that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
And
don't even need a glove to pick them up at that point.
No, Mike, if I whistle, it jumps in.
I'll do it because I bet it's cheap, right? Cheaper.
It's very much cheaper. And
except
what you got to do, though,
it's not cheaper because you're buying a giant bag. It's a year supply.
No, it's not a year's supply. You got two dogs.
A year's supply would be a pickup truck.
Yeah, those bags are so big at Costco.
They're 40 pounds. It's not much.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll check it out.
Now, here's a question. Do you have a supersized bin to keep your dog food in?
We have a square stainless steel thing. I wouldn't call it supersized though, but I don't need supersized. Okay. We can put the food, you know, out for the rats to eat.
Yeah. Well, so keep it in the garage or the studio would be good.
All I know is last night.
Got to be consistent with dog food. That's the whole point.
And Carla, I believe, has a 4-client day, which for her is that's a pretty intense little schedule of face washing all day long. And
she'll use a whole bar of soap today.
She will use a whole Brillo pad today. It'll be very tedious. And then I don't know whether it was just the nature of the whole day, but I wrote it down this way.
Okay.
Road anger. Now it might be time for me to adjust my meds.
And, so is it like the thing where the guy that continually gets fired and blames management, how many times before you realize it's not management, it's the guy?
I will let you.
And are you realizing this, or did someone mention it to you last night?
No, this like, is me. This problem. Is self. I am self-aware. If I am guilty of anything, I am not guilty of not being self-aware.
This is
I
true.
Am self-aware of when I'm being an a-hole. Oops, Rob,
sorry.
You know that I've always been, I've always acknowledged when I'm being badly behaved. I understand that. But I will tell you, this began, Josh, with a truck in drive back from school traffic. This is approximately 2:45, 3:15 in that half hour window.
After the after school traffic, is it worse than the morning traffic, or is it equal?
It's hard to know. In this particular case, it was, and it was just free enough that there people were for whatever reason. There were a lot of pickup trucks out of their minds, but none worse than the guy that had he had an American flag on the side, and then he had his business name, which I will not mention. I don't want to get sued.
Right.
But it was in he worked with wood. There you go. That's all I'm saying. And that was the business that he had.
I'm hanging on every word, Josh.
And it was
Travis Kelce.
It was a business
that
a lot of flags, a lot of protect and serve. We the people, that type of thing.
I can see why you're angry.
Well, that's not the domain of your people exclusively, but let's just say many of them. And he had all the different branches represent, and this and that. And
I don't like all the branches represented. Tell me which one you're on or your opposer.
This is a branch of the service he's talking about.
Yeah.
And he was like very, very red, white, and blue.
Well, you
and
have to drive. You really should pick one to support.
Yeah,
you got to pick one.
There's the business right on the truck. And the phone number and everything. And this guy's driving like a flat-out fool, like cutting people off. And he's got a big truck with the big wheels and
Dualies?
The wide wheels. Not a dually, but it was a big, big tire, lifted truck.
Sure.
And he's driving like a complete cutting people off back and forth. And I noticed this guy from 3 or 4 cars back. And at this point, I finally see this guy almost hit another car, and then he comes up and back at me because I get in front of him in the left line, and when he makes the cut over, he almost takes my rear bumper off. And at this point, I get in the left lane, and I get up next to him, and I roll down the window, and I look at him and go, "You're dangerous. You are dangerous." And I get the F, and then I'm like, I can't believe this guy advertising his business on his truck. And meanwhile, for the second time in less than a week, I've got my crumb cruncher in the car. And here's the thing.
He must think the world of you right about now.
If he was upset, I would be more concerned. I would be less concerned. If he was upset, he's digging on it.
Yeah, well,
because he liked it the last time. No, it's not right.
Not great.
I know
at
it's
all.
Not right.
No.
I know. I know. I'm not. What I'm doing is wrong. What did I write down here? It might be time for me to adjust my meds. Yeah. So I'm saying to the guy,
he might be taking notes back there in that back seat.
That's right. You know what? Because it's like, I don't want, do like I say, not like I do.
Wait till he gets his learners.
To rat you out.
Yeah. Oh, you think he's got... No, I don't think it's that. I think he likes what he sees because it's fun. He's going to get his learners and yell at other 15-year-olds.
Here's what I say.
Yeah.
At this point, I get him back of the guy because he shoots way ahead.
Yeah.
And then I get him back of him and at a stoplight that was way up. He got caught by the stoplight probably perfectly. And I'm in back of the guy, two, three cars in back of the guy, and I see the phone number. And I'm gonna call the phone number and tell the company that they've got a maniac driving their car.
Mike,
and
this isn't meds. No, this is old man.
It's his cell phone right next to him in the car.
You're calling him. And so I told you I need to adjust my meds.
Mike dials
I'm
up.
Sorry.
Hello, man.
I'm not proud of
yes.
this.
Yeah, Mike. He
I'm not
answers,
proud.
And the first thing you say is, "Hi, you're dangerous." Click.
No. The phone rings,
I've got a request for Michael. If Michael is listening to this at some point, could you start videotaping these options,
I don't want to videotape road rage. I don't want to. You know what I want to do? I want to avoid this for the rest of the season. Okay. I really don't want to deal. I call the number on the back of the truck, and when the phone rings, it's answered. He's like, "Don't call my business. A-hole," and I look, and he's got his phone up to his ear. And then later on,
May I ask what sort of business it is?
Well,
not the name of it.
No, it's wood. I said it already. Can't do that. Get me in trouble.
No, I'm not
Curious
getting you in trouble.
Curious George gets me in trouble.
You had a small dropout on my side, so I did not hear that. So
yeah,
I'm just making sure.
Okay. Let's just say at this point, it's over. He is at this point. I am in my turn lane to turn onto my main drag, where my house is located. And he's a few cars back at this point, and I got one more roll down the window. You're dangerous, and then if I can describe, what did Michael say? Michael said, "Man, he really does look like he has a low IQ."
Wow.
And so I'm waiting. I said, "Is he coming up on us again?" Because he's going straight. You know, there's not going to be an altercation.
I love that now
here.
You've got him looking as like your sideman. You're asking your son, "Is he coming up? Is he coming up?"
Because he was six, seven cars in back, and it took a long time. And then he's driving by. We're stopped at the light. We're not going anywhere. He's driving by, and the only way I could describe the look that he gives was this. As he drives by. Like it's happened to him 100 times, which it has,
of
right?
Of course, yeah.
So I remember the name, and the first thing I do when I get my son home is I hop on the Google.
Excellent.
And it turns out the business is no more in my fine town. It is out of business.
Well,
and
he really should take down the signage on his truck, though.
Well, who knows? But it was over, and then I accidentally butt-dialed that number again, caught it in time, and then blocked the number.
So you butt-dialed me the other day.
I do. I've been butt-dialing a bit. I'm an old man.
I don't think it's that. Where are you keeping your phone in your back pocket?
No, I don't keep my phone in my back pocket. But
not a butt-dial. Yeah.
No, it's technically a crotch dial. Is
and
was
that
what
is
it probably
much
was.
Hotter.
Yeah, that's got its mind of its own.
I'm not proud of any of this. I'm not proud. I'm not proud of any of it. I really am not. I wish that I need to stop. This is self-control. This is like eating when you shouldn't eat. This is the whole thing. Like just drive responsibly and try to avoid the a-holes, but they are.
Wouldn't you have had something unsatisfied in your body if you had just let it go?
Yeah, because I'm sitting there going, okay, Trumpy Trump dick, you shouldn't be driving like that, you know? And really,
with his stolen valor.
And I think that the whole thing is just this BS world
this
we live in.
Just
now.
In on the chat room, Mike, Carla O, she does not give a city, says Mike has no self-control.
Do you have her number? Do you have her number?
Yeah, would you like to?
She's already dropped Michael off. Let's call her.
Mike, don't tell her that she's dangerous when she answers.
No, I'm going to let her vent so I don't hear it later. Because that's good. She'll give me this later. And
is this
I
the
want
first
you
she's
guys
hearing
to
of
join
it?
In. Huh?
Is this the first she's hearing of it? Or has
maybe.
She, did she?
Oh, I don't know.
That's not
I was
great.
In a mood last night. She'll tell you that. I was in a bad mood last night.
How come?
Very, very bad. I don't know, because the whole, between the game just
the
being
game.
Tedious and, yeah. you know, the incident on the road, and I was sleep deprived, and it just wasn't fun at all. It was difficult. And let me just make it clear. I know I need to change that. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Carla?
Can you hear me, Carla?
I guess she cannot hear us.
Do you want to try
Hello?
It again? Hello, can you hear us?
Right, let me call her right back.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me now? God damn
Hello?
It. What's wrong?
Hi. Let me Hello?
I never take her off the board.
She never Hello, makes mistakes. Can you hear me now?
I'm here.
Can well, I can us? Do it with the phone. How come we can't get her through the board?
Yeah, we've done that before.
She is
we?
On the board now.
Can you hear me now?
No.
God almighty. I don't need this today. It's Thursday.
Don't yell at her. Don't yell at her.
We've had people. Carla, can you hear me?
No, she cannot. I disconnected it.
Do you know why, by any chance, why we're not able to...
I do
successfully.
Not know. Everything looks good on our end.
Oh, God.
Carla, can you hear me, Carla?
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Oh, there she is.
You want to go out, honey?
Do you want me to just call her myself?
Come here, cutie. Hey.
Yeah, go ahead and call her yourself.
If you can figure it out, let me know. All right, please. Oh, that's not. No, that's Catherine. That's not Carla.
Josh, have you tried unplugging it and plugging it in again?
Yeah,
look at the joy. Look at the joy from the man up here.
No,
that is
you know
not,
it's
not
no
on the
joy
receiving
at all.
End. For
no
this.
Joy
Give
whatsoever.
Me, 4 minutes and 65 minutes.
Okay, and then you'll be ready.
I'll be ready.
God, I called Catherine a lot. What the
Everything
hell?
Okay that you're calling her so much?
Well, no, I just can't get in touch with her. We're making plans for the holidays. And, You know, and the best news, that was the best part of the day, is that, you know, my daughter. Hi, sweetie.
Hey, is Josh effing things up again?
He didn't laugh at that. He didn't laugh at that at all.
Kidding. Just kidding.
Listen, I know I need to be. Was that the first time you heard about the road?
No, right. You told me yesterday.
Oh, good. I told you yesterday.
Well All played, right. Mike.
Yeah.
But you don't have any self-control.
Well, no, I do. On occasion, I do. But I know that I need to modify.
No, you know, and that's great that you know, but you don't do anything about it.
I know. Well, I am doing it. Look, I've taken every drug you've recommended for me.
And some would say.
Self-control doesn't mean... You know, it's okay.
You know, McCarty's line, I want to say right now, this is Major Mike to ground control.
You know, there a lack of self-control so, bought that lady a house, Mike.
Now, see, you're not, now you're talking over her, so it's not working. So, because it works if she can hear you.
That's, I understand.
That's when it can work. All right. Well, anyway, I'll do better. I promise.
Hold on. Let's start. It starts with your Giants game.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I'm willing to be lectured. Yes. My behavior
right, so
is
Sunday Giants game.
Yep.
What about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
And
let's go through the whole week.
Also, your sugar control.
My sugar control as well. Yes, you're right. A check. Let me get my dinger out. All right, so start again. And Giants game, bad behavior. Check. No argument there. Next.
Yeah, having control over your sugar.
Sugar, not wanting to, stop and get, ice cream on a whim. Yes, very bad. Not Culver's. Never Culver's. Culver's too caloric.
Okay.
You know, Dairy Queen dip cone.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Aggressive driving.
Aggressive driving. But I don't, but more like reacting to aggressive driving.
No, sometimes it's like you see things that aren't really there.
I'll cop to it.
Well, hold it, Mike.
You'll make things up. You'll say, they went faster when they didn't go faster.
I agree. I'm going to agree with you. In this particular case that I'm talking about, that wasn't true.
Why do you do that?
What?
Why do you do that?
I do it. I can do better. That's all I'm going to say.
Why do you do it, though?
Why do I get... Because I don't like a-holes, Carla. I don't suffer fools.
No. That person yesterday, when I got in front of them, they didn't speed up. And they weren't being an asshole. but you said they sped up in their
Well, I wasn't behind the wheel. You were behind the wheel, and I probably was just in a mood. Wasn't I in a mood yesterday most of the day?
Yeah, you need to get some sleep.
I do. I knew. And Mike, that's not going to – when we have bowel dogs.
Back to the dogs.
Diarrhea dogs. You know.
Mike, I want to ask a question, but –
Oh my God.
I don't want to talk over Carla. Mike, is Carla ever an aggressive?
John L. writes, "You're such a puss. Maybe get your nose hairs waxed would calm you."
Mike, have you ever seen?
You bailed out on me yesterday.
Have you ever seen aggressive driving on Carla? Because Carla does a lot of your driving for you.
Carla aggressively drives when we're on long trips. Yeah, okay. She aggressively drives two of them. You do. Well, you do indeed. You speed.
No, I don't.
She wants to get out of the car.
Can you try, Carla? I'm sorry. I'm going to hang up on you and see if we can get you on the regular show for a second. We have plenty of time. Let's say, can we try it again?
We can.
See if we. All right. Let's see if we get her. And I won't be mad at Josh because this is all about self-control, and Josh never has issues, so this is fine because this is fine.
As a rule, when you're together, she mostly does the driving, doesn't she?
No, not all the time, but a lot of the time.
Hello.
Can you hear me now? No, it's not going to work.
No, it's still not working.
It's not going to, the interface is not going to work. No. All right. Yeah, it's not working.
No.
God, that kills me.
I'd have to do maybe a restart or something.
A restart. Okay, I'll call her back. All right, hold on. I'll call her back. Hello?
No. Ringing.
Here we go. I'm sorry. I apologize to our listeners.
With yesterday's wood guy, did you have to speed up to catch up to him?
No.
Oh, he got up to you. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Hello? Oh, God damn it. What a mess.
I hope she's available to the phone.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that. We're having phone issues on the show today.
Okay, no problem.
All right, love you. Have a good day.
Love you, bye.
Bye. All right, so that's
I don't know how that ended, Mike, because she didn't say her normal bye.
Bye. Yeah.
So is that a sign that's okay?
She's cool. She's happy. She's in a good mood. She likes doing what she does. That's why she's in a fine mood. But I do, and I mean this, I need to... on that particular element, I need to do better at that. And sugar control is also another thing I need to do better with.
But, I mean, take the symptoms out of it. If the causation is your medication, I don't think it's your medication.
No. I'm making a joke. I mean, maybe I need to adjust my meds. This is self-control. Yeah. I think medication takes you only so far, and blaming it or attributing it to your behavior is a slippery slope, and I don't think you should do that.
Okay.
Anyway, I mean, really, yeah. I mean, because it's you ultimately. You might get a little assistance, but it's really you, and that's mine. It's on me. But the guy was such a dick. Oh my God!
I hate to ask this. Is there a celebrity he most resembled?
Yes, the late mayor of Toronto,
Rob Ford.
Yep. We can get a picture of Rob Ford. Josh, I'm sorry I'm working you to death.
I can do that.
But that is who he resembled, and only perhaps a thinner version. And you know, and there was a challenge, of course, during all of this. You know, I mean, I don't appear to be a 35-year-old man. I think that if you see me from the shoulder up, I don't appear to be, you know, super young. And there he is. That's the guy.
He's so happy.
You know what? It's so much better than when I even said it. I love it so much more. That's it. That's what it was. So there
you know,
is.
I used to be the guy that would receive those calls when people would call into the office and say, hey, this driver is driving crazy.
How would you handle it?
I would apologize to them, tell them I'm going to suspend the guy. And then I call the guy and say, what happened? And he blames the other driver. And I say, okay.
There you go. Bye-bye. That's it.
Okay. When you were taking those calls, did the trucks have the ever so annoying, how do you like my driving painted on it with the number?
No. Just the phone number on it.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
All right. To change the subject and take the spotlight off of me, I want to take it on to another guy for you right now. Mm-hmm. This gentleman's name, and this is what it was cool. This is I'm going to take a little swim in something that is near and dear to my heart and was with my father and I. And it's a bit of a journey, but I think it's a journey that might be entertaining.
Was your father an aggressive driver?
Not at all.
Okay. All right.
Not at all.
So you get it from your mom?
But, But my father enjoyed, my father had a squirrel element because he got a car, a Ford, back in the day. This is a long time ago.
Right.
If I showed you the car that I rode around in when I was a kid.
You said a Ford?
It was a Ford.
Like this guy?
Yeah, like Rob Ford.
Not that Ford. I will tell you that.
that was a really good one, Josh.
I would date myself. So this gentleman's name, and I hope I pronounce it correctly, El Estapario Sabarina, I'm going to try it again. God damn. El Estapario Sabariano. Sabariano.
That sounds right.
That is the stage name of a gentleman named Jorge Garrido. He is a Spanish drummer from Valencia who is internationally famous for his impressive technique and large social media presence. I believe the last time I checked, maybe over 5 million followers. Oof. For this guy.
Like that guy. He has a lot of followers, too.
No, that's Rob Ford.
With a crack pipe.
And wasn't Rob Ford a guy we worked with at some particular time?
Yeah, sort of.
This guy is all over the internet. And I watched him, and we talked about it yesterday. Couldn't bring him up yesterday on the show, but I decided to do a dive on him. And he has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of video shorts online. One of the most impressive that I think shows his technique, and this is the before buddy one that I sent you, Josh.
Okay. Yes. Now this is a 25-minute video, so you'll have to tell me how to skip around.
25 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, you sent me a 25
minute. Dies well, and goes to heaven. He sees
No. Wrong one. The other one.
Oh, okay.
The other one.
Oh, God.
This is what was in the link that you sent me.
No, this is the one that says before buddy.
Oh, you want before buddy? Got
before
it.
Before buddy.
Wow.
I first saw him and I didn't believe it.
His left hand is crazy.
It's insanity. I mean, any drummer watching this would tell you.
Oh, now he's showing off.
He's completely showing off. Well, look at this kit, too. What a great kit that is. I mean, the guy is. It's hard to describe. Oh, drummers will get into this. Anybody will get into it. You can even hear it.
Yeah.
And he plays along to a track a lot, like this. That's what he does a lot of.
That's the CNC Music Factory, Mike.
And, and I'm watching this guy and his footwork. And I mean, really, that's his logo. And I've watched hundreds of these videos,
Mike,
where he does it.
I'm not a drummer. I like music. I'm not a drummer. He's thrilling to watch.
Yeah. And so imagine, and we'll play the first part of this next video.
Okay.
When up on my feed pops this, and you
dies
know how I'm going to feel.
Dies goes to heaven. He sees Gabriel in the distance. And the closer he gets, he starts listening to the best drumming he's ever heard in his entire life. So he runs to Gabriel. Gabriel, what is that? Is that Buddy Rich? And Gabriel laughs. No, sorry, son. That's just God. He thinks he's Buddy Rich. Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's reaction. It took me years to make it for a good reason. I've watched all of his drum solos, and I don't want to do a reaction if I've already watched the video. But the other day, I just came across something that I've never watched. A drum solo circa 1970. This has a very special value for me because I actually do consider this guy to be the greatest drummer that ever existed. And
there
it's not only me. Neil Peart, for example. There are great drummers, and then there's Buddy Rich, Vinny Colaiuta, Dave Weckl, you name it. All of them say the same exact thing. This guy right here is the man. However, apparently he was an idiot. He was a very bad guy. Very bad temper. But
all right, so he goes on and on. And
that's very true.
I share that for the simple purpose of, you know, my musical idol, Buddy Rich, who
and
I
you,
saw
I
say 11
you interviewed
times.
Him, right?
I interviewed him. I saw him 11 times in concert. He goes on and plays a clip of Buddy. They're all over the internet,
sure.
too. And I just thought it was very cool that the guy that I have not seen anybody online in a very long time with that kind of ability, and he's spectacular. I don't know the backstory completely about what he's into. I know that he has flirted with being a drummer in some different bands, but
maybe
drumming...
he has a European presence that we don't know about.
Well, he's from Spain, and drumming legends such as Tommy Lee, Jack Black, Mike Portnoy, they all acknowledge this guy as being absolutely amazing. The fact that he pays tribute to my guy with a totally different style of his own, it just was terrific. That's my little drum moment that I wanted to share with
you. He was obviously good at, like, funk drumming. We saw that there with that dance record. Does he drum? Does he drum jazz? Does he drum rock? What is
everything.
His go-to?
Everything. Okay. And that, but the speed is
astounding.
He's kind of a trickster. You know, these guys that do these YouTube videos, it's not necessarily playing along with another band. It's playing either to a track and then doing magic tricks with his left hand. Just incredible. If you like drumming, let me give it to you again. It is called, the stage name is El Estepario Siberiano, and that's the name of Jorge, and let me see, it translates roughly to the Siberian steppe, and though its meaning was initially random, it is stuck. Garrido is known for his mind-blowing technique, including playing the one-handed rapid fills. That's the thing that I can't believe, so that's it.
How old do you suppose he is?
I don't know. What do you think? You saw him?
I think 40, maybe.
Maybe 35, 40.
But that's cool. Because drummers can drum until they're old, so we'll have him for a while. And like, God forbid, unless something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Drummers tend to get in trouble also. So we'll see.
You mean like Tommy Lee did?
Or, yes.
Or me?
Or many drummers. I mean, alcohol.
Oh,
anger,
yeah. Yeah, people. Keith Moon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The guy from Foo Fighters.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonder what that, Bonham, right? It does, you know, you talk about that, you're right. When you go back in the history.
That's the joke in Spinal Tap, that the three guys have been together forever and they've had like 18 drummers. They just keep losing drummers.
I didn't know the bit. That's good. I like that. As the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis. The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial genius, monetary magician. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. You see, my friends, Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST 20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we've got more show coming up, ladies and gentlemen, but thank you. Thank you for your support. Thanks
like
for tuning
guy.
In. Elsa, somebody, I have to learn how to read better, ladies and gentlemen. We got some news coming, but first I want to tell you that we are sponsored by Incogni. This episode powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal. Data brokers scoop up your info. We had Incogni at this slot yesterday. Want to double check with Rob Spiewak that
this
we're...
This is exactly right. We're doing a push for Incogni this week because there's
the
such
pot
a
is
great
right.
partner, yes.
Okay, very good. It's your personal data's bodyguard. We've talked about the data brokers that are out there. They are going to scoop stuff up, social security numbers, your address, your phone number. And then you get these calls you don't want, and then you get emails you don't want. And it seems like everybody's trying to sell. And when you pick up the phone, if you are foolish enough to do so, you get this 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000 delay while that massive phone bank they're on to scam you clicks them in, and it sucks. And in many cases, your phone won't stop ringing. If you want to stop that, if you want to prevent identity theft, you really have to get Incogni. Mm-hmm. It jumps 72% percent in 23. They automatically wipe your data at Incogni from over 230 brokers. They monitor it. They will get into their faces when brokers resist. You will stay off their lists, period. They have four flexible plans. Their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Here's the bottom line.
Bottom line, your bottom line guy.
If your data's out there, you need Incogni. Incogni is an amazing partner. So if you like us, please check them out today. It would mean a lot to us. Use code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS. Just go to their website and try to figure out what they're doing for you. It's
so
fantastic.
Easy. I signed up, and like within 10 minutes, they had emailed me, you're no longer on these lists.
Right.
And then it's like, wow. And then over the next day or two, all the calls stopped.
If you're even mildly interested in this, it's not a bad idea to check it out and see what they might have for you. An annual Incogni plan, an exclusive 60% off right now. So go to Incogni.com/TMOS. That's Incogni.com/TMOS. No commitment. You just go to the website, check them out, and see what you think. That's the idea I have for you, ladies and gentlemen. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
It's news. These are tidbits. Little items of news that are of public interest that you can share with your friends.
Thanks for describing it.
A lot of times, if you still have a local talk station in your market, you could call up, say, the host and say, hey, what about this? And they'll talk about it. Yeah.
Have you seen a good show lately?
I'm Charlie Warren.
Charlie Warren. Nice to meet you. According to a report by Reuters, the president has not even sent plans for his 90,000 square foot ballroom to the National Capital Planning Commission, which oversees construction of federal buildings. A bombshell poll from YouGov found that 42% of people strongly disapprove of Trump's demolition of the East Wing.
Mm-hmm.
A further 13% of people said they disapprove, meaning over half of the participants think that the president should not have gone ahead with his plans.
Yeah.
Only 13% approve, and just 1 in 10 people strongly approve. So there's that. And it's still going on, and, you know, it's kind of like out of control, right?
It really is.
He's doing whatever the hell he wants to do.
Yes. Which, by the way, it's horrifying to look at.
What's that, Josh?
Some might say he's a king.
Yes. That's why they might have a protest against that. So I've had an idea. Let's call it No King's Day.
Mike, this morning they were showing some great footage of them destroying democracy on television. And Carrie said, that's really big. And then they talk about how it's a ballroom for 1,000, but it can also be used for meetings with leaders. And Carrie says, I don't think there's 1,000 leaders that need to fit in there. And then I suggested,
that'll sell like that.
Mr. President, can you hear me?
But
can
then,
you hear me on the other side of the room?
What we decided would be good is if this big ballroom, and I don't know if you've seen it, it really looks like it comes from the Louvre in France, mm-hmm. but if they had some of those dividing curtains that you see in like ballrooms and hotels.
Just the screen that comes across the sliding door.
And all of a sudden it's for 400 people.
This is what I've read. I've read a lot about this because that's all you can really, I mean, you know, if the playbook is distract from stuff that really matters.
Yeah.
This is the greatest genius in the history of the presidency as far as manipulating the media.
And he is so good because it's not just something that everyone's talking about. This is, I mean, because he did that with sugar and Coca-Cola.
Yes.
This is, everyone's talking about it with outrage.
Absolutely.
This is going to make people not think about anything else.
And I think that's the playbook.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. I will tell you, one of the things I read about it was that mm-hmm. when it is completed,
yes.
that the scale, because we all know, we've all read the articles about it, it's going to be bigger than the actual White House itself.
Yes.
The scale of it is going to make the White House kind of look out of whack. So I don't know whether that's true or not.
The White House is when you get right on it. I mean, it's beautiful if you're driving on Constitution
Avenue. I've been in
Avenue
the backyard. You've been in the backyard.
Yeah, but when you get really close to it, it's not that big.
No.
It's stately. It's lovely, but it's not that big.
Here's the rendering of the ballroom.
And
it makes the White House look stupid.
Yeah, it does.
That is interesting. What?
That rendering.
That's the first time I've seen that, Josh. That's the first time I've actually seen it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if this is an official release or what someone else drew up.
Well, here's the rendering.
CBS News.
That rendering actually has audio to it.
Well, this means that in Trump's next term, he can replace the White House.
He can do what?
Well, next term, we can tear down the rest of the White House and build a giant.
In the third term.
In the third term.
Yeah.
All right. From this angle, I think that the, and don't get pissed at me,
right.
my brethren, please don't get pissed, but I'm saying it looks like it is separate enough from the White House itself.
Yeah. That's from that angle.
Walkway. Well, no, there's a walkway between.
There's a walkway between. I think that angle is designed to make it, well, I don't know.
Right.
I'm not defending it.
He took a page from the Sphere in Las Vegas, and just like it's connected to the Venetian, the ballroom is connected to the White House.
Sphere.
Yeah.
It's a nice sphere. Here's some other renderings.
Oh,
so here's the side profile of it. Here's the indoor.
Yeah, see? It looks like it's set up for hookers.
Well, I think the problem with the indoor renderings is the gold chairs.
I like renderings, though.
I like the renderings. They're good.
But that's his, you know, that's the whole Mar-a-Lago look. That's what he's going for,
right.
You know, with that.
And, it looks like it's a very big version of what he's done to the Oval Office.
So
he's made it very shiny.
That's all I can say. I feel like Madeline Kahn. I feel like Madeline Kahn in Blazing Saddles. I'm tired. Tired of watching the news
with
all the presidential blues. I'm so tired. There you go. If you're a regular at your local coffee shop, they may be preparing your order the moment you walk in the door. But now AI might be able to make that happen to every customer. Starbucks CEO Brian Nicole, recently talked about the ways they're planning to integrate artificial intelligence into their biz. And the most intriguing thing is some sort of AI barista that could predict a customer's order.
But didn't that used to be on CBS? It was a detective show. AI barista.
AI barista. Dan, 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 dan. No, it's not a robot that can read people's minds. It sounds like it's more about the Starbucks app being able to predict what you want and letting you just talk to your device and say, hey, I need my Starbucks order.
Well, you can
do that already.
Yeah, it's when I go in and it shows recently ordered.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And you do that. You can do that with the app. You don't need any fancy AI for that.
I guess it's like at my Starbucks, the last time I walked in, they gave me 10 cake pops and a chocolate croissant. I didn't even have to ask.
No beverage at all.
None at all. No.
Anyway.
Well, one of those pup cups.
In that way, it doesn't seem that far off from just ordering ahead. They mentioned that during the story, having to pay through a digital wallet, walking in, grabbing your order, walking out. For the record, the CEO said they're not interested in a fully robotic staff. Instead, they want to focus on the real craft and giving people a personal, not robotic experience. So there's hope, I suppose.
Speaking of which, have you heard anything about this new fad, ghost tapping?
No.
I don't never heard the word.
This is where people have devices that recognize the chip in your card, you know, like in your on your debit card.
I was a camp counselor director when I was like 20 or 21, and we went to a restaurant with a bunch of the counselors, and there's a particular counselor. She was very, very attractive, and we sat next to each other in a booth with three on three, you know, with three people.
Sure.
I think she might have done a little ghost tapping when, and I was one of the great thrills of my life.
I remember.
Actually. I'll never really forget that. Hi, Lynn. I still remember the name.
That's nice. There you go. When they bump into you, they try to grab your chip in your phone, and then they have control because they've scanned their chip into your mobile device.
So the thing like where you have intercourse with the phones and you press them against each other, and they try to digitally connect to you.
Yeah. So I heard on the news this morning, your best defense is get a pocket in your wallet that will discourage that, and keep your card in the pocket. And there's apparently there are special things that you can put in your wallet.
Yeah, this isn't a new thing. This is forever. They just have a new fancy name for
it. Okay, so that's it. I didn't know
why it was on the local news. That's right. The way it works, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, would you factor this in if you were buying a new car? Someone looked at the resale value of different cars after 5 years, and they brought color into the discussion.
That's what's wrong with America today.
I know. Too much focus on color. The two colors that kill your car's value the most are black and blue.
Fantastic.
What color is your car?
I have a blue car.
Oh, dear.
And the car that we had before that was black. Of course, we didn't have to resell it because there was no maintenance done on it, so it seized.
it's in the scrapyard now.
It is. Yeah. We only had to pay pennies to have it towed, to have the car taken away from us.
Blue cars depreciate the most, losing an average of 27% of their value in the first 5 years.
I love my blue car.
Black cars are next at 23%. Not clear why we're willing to pay less for those two colors, but maybe this has something to do with it. Kelly Blue Book says blue and black are two of the hardest colors to keep clean. Dark-colored cars tend to look filthier because it's easier to see the dirt. It's actually harder to see the dirt on light-colored cars. Study found that ones that retain their value the best are white cars, losing just 18% of their value in the first 5 years.
Have you ever had a white car? You have a lot of cars. Have you ever had a white car?
Well, they usually retain their value unless you hit the Target red ball out in front of Target.
Uh-oh!
Hey, everybody! Let's say hi to Lance with a $50 TMOS Ballroom Super Chat. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate that, Lance. By the way, for those of you in the comments, we really, really do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for sharing that. That's very kind of you, Lance. You're a good, good man, and we'll get right to the 90,000-square-foot TMOS Ballroom.
We're going to start building, Mike, as soon as the TMOS shutdown is over.
Thank you. Looking forward to it, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Keaton was inducted into the new Pittsburgh Walk of Fame on Monday.
I love Michael Keaton.
Pittsburgh, Jim Amato territory, ladies and gentlemen. The problem, his name was misspelled.
How do you suppose Jim would react to that?
I don't understand. Talk about a classic case of you had one job to do.
Oh, Jimmy.
His name on the star is correct, but the paragraph underneath, his first name is spelled as M-I-C-H-E-A-L. Had that happen a lot in my lifetime.
You know what else they misspelled is sunflower seeds.
Sunflower seeds. Hey, who did the lettering on the bottom part?
Sunflower seeds!
The executive director said, quote, said, I'm so sorry this happened. He was so gracious when he was here. He was so expressive about his love for Pittsburgh and the people. I can only hope he shows some grace and forgives me for this faux pas. She says a new plaque will be...
There you go.
She says a new plaque will be created quickly. Keaton attended the ceremony and expressed his gratitude in a speech. Quote, there's nothing like being recognized by your hometown because it's actually the place that makes you who you are. Other inductees in the inaugural class are George Benson, Nellie Bly, Andrew Carnegie. I guess they couldn't get him to come to the ceremony.
But they spelled his name right.
Rachel Carson. Who's Rachel Carson?
She used to host the Tonight Show.
No, I don't think. Do you know Rachel Carson?
I don't know a Rachel Carson.
Fred Rogers, there you doctor, Mr. Rogers. Fred, yeah. Dr. Jonas Salk, we know him. Andy Warhol, Roberto Clemente, what a pirate. What a Pittsburgh pirate he was. And August Wilson. Those are the inductees.
You know, I never knew that Keaton was from Pittsburgh. I like Michael Keaton quite a bit. And that makes sense because one of his first gigs was working with Mr. Rogers. He was like a deckhand or a field, not a field hand, deckhand, a set guy, like a prop guy for the Mr. Rogers
show. Back to Pittsburgh for Keaton, and everybody.
Rachel Carson, a marine biologist.
Ah, okay, very good. Reality contestants are some of the sleaziest people on TV, but here's some, or sleaziest, yeah. I pronounce it correctly. My upper plate slipped a little bit. here's something you might not believe.
Have you been in touch with John Dalton lately?
John Fairplay?
Johnny Fairplay Dalton, yeah.
If they're on a show, these reality contestants have a good chance that they don't have any social diseases. I'll tell you why. Oh. TMZ spoke to a reality TV casting director named Kristen Moss, and she talked about what it takes to make the cast. She said, quote, if you're living in a house, you're going to have to go through a background check, a psych test. People are going to be exploring each other sexually, so there will be STD tests. It's like a porno.
It's really
like you're getting ready to make a porno.
Well, remember, I think one of the episodes I actually watched of The Bachelor, it was like, how would you like to come to the windmill with me?
Yeah.
And they go to the windmill and they screw. That's television?
The quote was, yes.
It makes the TMOS cruise seem simple now.
Absolutely. Yeah, the TMOS cruise where, you know, there aren't going to be any locks on the doors, people. That's this the way it's going to go.
And we also take your shoelaces.
And we need your test results before Thanksgiving.
We take your shoelaces, too. You know, people get upset.
This is surprising, Mike, you know, because the Golden Bachelor has tuberculosis.
Yes, very sad. The casting director said, you can imagine that the STD test knocked quite a few people out of the running.
I do not want to be any part of the STD testing for the Golden Bachelor.
Nasty. Finally, today, a 76-year-old man in Florida named John Moss had a sign in the front of his house that said, absolutely no drugs.
Good plan.
No drugs allowed on the premises. John was just arrested and hit with multiple charges of drug trafficking after a search of his home turned up this.
Yep.
Detectives found, are you ready? Here's the list. 32 ounces of cocaine, 36 grams of OxyContin, 442 grams of marijuana, 17 grams of alprazolam, 6 grams of morphine.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And 4 grams of methamphetamine. Also, $20,000 in cash and assorted handguns.
There he is.
Get back in your truck. It's unclear what tipped the authorities off, other than finding a senior citizen criminal in Florida is kind of like finding a fat person on a scooter at Disney World. It's guaranteed. There you go. Thank you, Lance, for the super chat. We appreciate it.
Speaking of Florida, Josh, you're back home. What are the skeletons doing in your neighbor's yard?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you had to drive by them.
Well, yesterday they were dressed up as the elementary school kids in like the elementary school next door. They were wearing their T-shirts.
That's sweet. I think it's charming.
Yeah, they should have a sign in their yard, not skeletons.
I'll find out during this break what they're doing today for you.
No drugs guaranteed. Hey, everybody, this program is sponsored by Liquid IV. We love them. I love it. I'm going to be straight with you. Liquid IV is a part of my life. I drink it every day. Every day. I'm not kidding. Every single day. Now that the cooler weather has arrived, you need to refocus on hydration because people forget. As soon as it cools off, people are like, I need to drink it. Yes, you do. You need hydration no matter how cold it is outdoors. So take my advice. Ditch the glitch with zero sugar and zero crash from Liquid IV. Here's what you need. It is brand new. It is the new Liquid IV Energy Multiplier.
Perfect for these cooler months. See, a lot of people think that because it's cool, you don't need to worry about hydration. It's every bit as important as it is in the summer.
I have great production values. All right, hold on a second. Let me do this.
Here we go. This is what is known as added value, Josh. He's giving some added value to the sponsor.
I've got two things I'm controlling here. The new energy multiplier.
That's stunning.
How's that?
Beautiful.
It's scientifically formulated.
I like that we can still see your eyes.
It's scientifically formed. I can't see. It's...
Where's Mike?
It's scientifically formulated.
It is.
To support physical energy, hydration, focus, mood, and social stamina. How about that? I did that at American University.
Yeah.
It's hydration and energy all in one. It's made with electrolytes, vitamins, and natural caffeine for a jitter-free, sugar-free lift. It comes in two mouthwatering flavors, sugar-free energy strawberry kiwi and sugar-free energy blackberry lemonade. Plus, it features three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Oh, and do you like hot chocolate? Yes. Yes, no, yes.
Yes.
Stay tuned. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Ditch the glitch with zero sugar and zero crash from Liquid IV. Tear poor, live more. Go to Liquid IV and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Isn't that wonderful?
We did that whole spot just seeing your right eye. Yeah.
And Rob, to answer your question, today's Ghostbusters.
Oh, good.
For the skeletons.
Oh, shoot, aren't they sweet?
Yeah,
aren't they
great.
Sweet? That's wonderful.
And look, they even had a onion head up over the hedge that they could fight. Yeah.
Rob is excited because he said, since we always like to talk about Temu, that he's got a Temu hack for us today.
No promises, but this has been working for me. One of the big ticket Temu purchases I'm looking into for the holidays is a bigger mixer to make fruitcakes, just for me. Because when I make it...
I'm all in on that one. You know why.
I know. When I make them, I have a deluxe KitchenAid that I think has got a 6-quart bowl, which is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's tough to put the batches together.
Right.
Temu has a lot of mixers that are 20 quarts. And I'm thinking,
can I stop you for just 1 second?
Sure.
Because I want to give Josh a little lead time to work on this.
Okay.
Josh, I think you will be able to find the video if you look up Temu jet boats. And then just to let Rob finish.
I am
and then
familiar. I will find it.
Temu jet boats. Because I picture this man, Rob Spiewak, and I on a lake. Having fun. Go ahead, Rob. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
So I've been pricing them, and the thing about Temu is when you look at these big, and this is like a kitchen-grade mixer. This is only one tiny step down from the one we had at the professional bakery. Think of a 20-quart bowl.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
And
it would take up a lot of kitchen space, though, wouldn't it?
I wouldn't cave it out all the time.
Okay.
It would just
be
for baking.
I know that, but I mean, even like putting it in a cabinet might be a challenge.
Yeah, so... I put it in my, I looked at it, and there's a lot of them on there, and they usually range from like $600 to $450, and they're identical, because you can look at the wattage of the mixer, you can look at the standard pictures they're using, you can look at the features. All of these mixers are the same from different people.
Okay.
So what I did is I got the cheapest one I could, and I put it in my, I signed in, I put it in my Temu cart, and I went away. And 2 days later... Temu emails me that the mixer's gone down $25.
That's their little thing they do, right? They
yeah,
do
but
that,
I mean,
that's their
it's
little
not,
thing.
It's not the
it's
crooked
not a
thing.
Hack. They're hacking you, pal.
No, but it's not the crooked thing where they say, hey, this is a penny and you've got $50 in credit.
But
that's
same,
the stuff you'll never
see.
It's
the same deal. It's
the
same exact
the
thing, Rob.
But if you're saving the money, how is that a hack against you?
They are making sure that they land they've set the hook.
Right.
Now they are trying to land the fish.
Well,
that's
actually,
why they are doing it.
I see it as I set the hook. They had no idea that I wanted to buy a 20-quart mixer.
How much is it now? How much is the mixer
Just
now?
Under $400.
Don't do it.
Well, I've got a partner in it, so I would only be at $200.
So your mom's helping you with it?
Well, my mom wants to be able to turn out fruitcakes, too.
All right,
so
can you, said before, have you pulled the trigger yet?
No, I'm waiting to see where it
will
goes.
Will you please tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to be doing the show tomorrow. Next week, can you bring a picture in and show the picture
of the
mixer? Of your mom, do that, all right?
I will.
I haven't priced this other thing on Temu.
Yeah, I was just trying to find the price.
Okay, the price, I was trying to find it too, Josh. They're kind of coy about the way they do that. Rob, have you seen the Timu jet boats?
I have not, but you
have to come to Florida, okay. And we have to go out and do this.
I'm taking one on the cruise.
And Josh is coming too. We're going to bring them all in our suitcases.
Wonderful.
On the cruise. You're going to love this. This is a fabulous product. There they are.
Oh my God. We bought
three mini electric jet boats from Timu.
Oh, and they come in a crate.
Awesome. Look at that. Looks so cool.
God, would we fit, though?
The water, now the good part. This is the good part when they start. They're really electric. Jet boats.
I mean, they're floating.
$1,111.
Oh, God, don't be insane.
Okay, I could do that.
That looks so much fun. Wow.
But, Mike, you need to find a... They're actually filming it in Red River, so you need to find a good location.
Look at that. They're going under the tree stumps. That looks a little dangerous.
It is $4,000.
Right, are you kidding me? $4,000?
$4,000.
What you need to do, Josh, is sign in and put a jet boat in your cart and see what happens.
Well, I just did.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Now how you mean, now I wait 3 days for the $20 off coupon?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I think this will be more than $20 off because they're playing percentages.
It says that, free shipping.
See?
And it will be delivered between December 14th and 24th.
Oh, how good to get that on Christmas Eve.
You know, here's the thing, as I watched this, and I watched this with my wife last night, and I said, that does look fun. But then when you get the price point, and is there anything... In the real world, in the American devil world, comparable to that type of product that would be, I would assume it'd be like a jet ski, maybe?
That's a boat that's so different than a jet ski and something I've not seen on our shores.
It looks a lot less comfortable is what it looks like. It looks like something you'd find in an amusement park. That's why.
It's the legs are the problem, I think. I think Josh would be miserable in it.
Right.
I don't think he could do it. You and I could. I don't know.
To switch gears, when you're talking about the mixer you want to get for $400, give me the, measure it that way. How big would the bowl, the bowl be?
Mixer? It's weird how they do it. It's only 6 inches deep, and it's 42 feet wide.
It's not quite industrial size, right?
I would say that you would see one of these in an industrial kitchen. Although you go up to like a 30 quart, that's when you see them in the big kitchens.
I would say anything, and I mean anything over $100, you have to be extremely careful. I don't mind throwing these little $14 purchases out once in a while. And I'd say I'm about 60-70% of a win ratio on that. Mm-hmm. Would you be the same, Josh, on your stuff, the crap that you buy?
I warn people against anything that you have to plug in. If it's because they don't have the same restrictions and like fire safety protection that products shipped to America have.
So but on the bright side, if I plug it in and it goes badly, the fruitcakes could bake themselves.
The power strip, you mean? The little power kiosk? Strip,
I would warn people to avoid
those.
I
have one in my living room. Know that big tower, right? Have you seen that? The square tower that was like $5 that I got. I put it in my house.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm late.
There you go. There it is. $5. I forgot what I got most recently.
$5 power strip, sunflower seeds.
Here it is. I know I'm an idiot. I cop to it, right?
Sunflower seeds!
I'm an idiot with no self-control, but I will tell you this, that for the American consumer culture, and this is Mike O'Mara. I don't know if we have music that we can put behind this, but I want to speak to our listening audience for a second. All right? And thank you, Lance, for the super chat, because you do keep the show chugging along.
Good guy.
All right? We're sitting here and we're...
Towards our jet boat.
It's really, really important. All right? Ladies and gentlemen, we know at the Mike O'Mara Show that we are in a consumer culture.
Yep.
We know that the greatest American addiction, this was George Carlin who said it, the things we like best, shopping... And eaten.
Yep.
But you can't shop online, without going to that fabulous Chinese website. Thank you, Chris Arnold. My down payment towards a TMOS Timu jet boat. But here it is. You want to feed that need. Don't feed it for $150 or $60 or $70. feed it for $10.
Yep.
By going to China and getting that wonderful product. And guess what? The Chinese are taking over the United States, and they have warehouses all over where they're getting ready to mount their attack. But until they do, you can get fabulous bargains on prices and do what is in the heart of every American, ladies and gentlemen, shopping. That's right. Our consumer culture rivals no other. Is that the right way to say it? Or
I think you're all right.
Okay.
Uncle Mike, I have a question, and that's Uncle Sam.
Yes.
Uncle Mike, does it help if we buy from when they claim it's a local seller?
Yes, it will get to you quicker. If you happen to see Chinese writing on the invoice, it might take a month or two.
And less tariffs if it says local seller.
Less tariffs because it already got here into their cheapo warehouse.
Right. And how about that? How about that ballroom, Uncle Mike?
Oh, it's coming along fine. God bless you. God bless the Mike O'Mara Show. God bless Chris Arnold. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you very much,
everybody.
You think
all those chairs came from T-Mill for the ballroom?
Well, if they wanted to get a bargain, they did. But, you know, we'll only have to wait
Golden
and see.
Chairs are the best.
I heard when they open it, they have the grand opening 90,000 square foot ballroom thing. We're all going to be invited. How exciting is that?
I love that.
Yeah. Come on. Come on now.
Come on. Oh, and this is late. This is late for Chris Arnold. My bad. Because we
okay. Thank you. I'm glad you remembered. Hey,
you were doing the patriotic thing. I didn't want to interrupt.
A lot of stuff going on. Are you having trouble shutting your brain off at night? Well, not me. Last night it was the dogs, but it still agitates you, and then you're up. Souls Out of Office Gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, quiet the noise, and drift off naturally to sleepy bye. With the perfect mix of CBD and THC, they deliver a very, very nice buzz. It will melt your stress, it will improve your mood, and it will make you more creative. Choose your vibe from a light 1.5 milligram microdose to the bold new 15 milligram gummy when you want fully unplugged life, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me offer this, Mike.
When offer I away.
When I finish up here at the show and I go up and I've got to, you know, I think the day is over.
Yeah.
And I've got to, like, empty the dishwasher or lay out my pills or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drag.
Right.
But if I take a little 10 milligram gummy, I don't mind emptying the dishwasher.
There you go.
See, it just makes it easy.
Makes That's everybody all. In your house happier. All right. Also, try their out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Join us for this Saturday's Halloween Cocktacular. And see how happy those drinks make Rob.
They
so
will.
So giggly. When it's deep restorative sleep, your after-soul's sleepy gummies have you covered. Every product is hemp-derived, delicious, and crafted with wellness in mind. So you can actually feel good about feeling good. Of all the people in the world, they chose you.
They chose you.
This thing, these things, rather, can make your mindset 100% groovy, Daddy-O. And nowadays, that's a good thing. Bring on the good vibes. Treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. I have to share with you. There
you need
was
to
not-
thank Linda because we had that to come on in the middle of the spot.
Linda Gowan. Linda Gowan.
I think it's Gowan, as I think she's corrected us.
Well, how do you know it's Gowan?
She's corrected us in the past, I think.
Oh, God, you know these things, and I don't. I'm so jealous that you know these
things. No, this is why you have me.
All right, I
get it now so we don't get an email.
For an American-made power strip. Thank you, Linda. God bless you. Hey, by the way, folks, they move the meter. They do. I know you might not think they do. We really, really appreciate it. This is a good day for Super Chats, and thank you, thank you. Keep them coming.
Every day is a good day for Super Chats.
Well, I know. I'm just saying this is a good day.
It is.
I mean, yes. I'm doing my best. I got 2 hours of sleep last night.
Dogs. The dogs, Mike.
The dogs. But the dogs and the... I am not getting it. Look, folks, the truth is there are days I come in here and I kind of review the world around me and the incidents of the day to generate. Rolando, another.
Guy.
This is the sun is shining on the Mike O'Mara Show today with a super chat. We appreciate that. There are days that I come in and I really do absorb the world around me and see what's going on. Then there are days where I like to call it the show writing itself, because this stuff really does happen. I mentioned the road rage. I mentioned mention the dogs, but I will tell you one other little thing happened when my crumb cruncher got in the back seat. All right.
You're a mess. Is this going to be, are you going to be okay?
No, this is how the story goes. And this is why you don't necessarily want a 12-year-old to be a witness in a trial. My kid, I'm going to do the best I can because I really don't think I'm going to do it justice. I would only be able to do it if Michael was here.
Is this a follow-up on the squirrel murder?
This is not. This
the
is not.
Baby squirrel.
The baby squirrel that died and apparently was put in one of the children's freezers where he's going to stuff it. This is a different story entirely. My son is in band class. And I think I had mentioned that they tapped him on the shoulder to play bass. Yes. But his main instrument is the bassoon. Yeah. And he has, I don't know how many days a week he has band, but he has band as part of his curriculum.
Seven.
And he's in and he's in the class. And then he tells his story. And he gets in and he says, "Dad, you won't believe what happened." I said, "What happened?" "Oh, my God. We had a real incident in band." I said, "What?" And here's the story.
Okay.
All right.
I'm excited.
He says, towards the end of band, one of the kids, let's call him Joshua, got in trouble. And Joshua was behind the regular band teacher, I guess moved over into one section of the room. I'm not giving you this detail with any authority because I don't know, because my kid told me the story and I didn't know what the F was going on. This is how it goes. It's towards the end. Band director's in there doing the whole band thing with the kids. This kid that got in trouble, he's behind the band director, and a guy, an adult, walks in. He said, I said, "Well, what was he doing?" He said, "Well, Daddy had a case that looked like my bassoon case, but it wasn't a bassoon." I said, "Yeah. Well, guess what?" I'm like, "Michael, what? Guess what?"
He said, "I hate guess what."
"Guess what happened?" I said, "Michael, I don't know what happened." He said, "What is in that?" Somebody asked him what's in the case, and he said, "It's a trombone." And Dad, I said, "Yes." He had a British accent. And I'm like, okay. And you know, I don't know where I don't know where the story's going, much like you two don't know where the hell I'm going with it right now.
Yes.
And then he says, "Dad," and then Ethan got up and walked in back of Mr. So-and-so, the band director, near where this guy was.
Right.
I said, "Why did he do that?" "I don't know, Dad." I said, "Well, what's he getting up for?" "Well, it doesn't matter, Dad." And then he gets mad at me. "It doesn't matter, Dad. It doesn't." I said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "This guy." I said, "What, the guy with the trombone?" "Yes, Dad." He grabbed this Joshua's ear and he pulled him out and said, "Don't interrupt me," or something like that. I said, "Well, why?" "Dad, I don't know." I said, "Why did he grab his ear?" "Dad, I don't know." I said, "Well, was he there to be part of the class to give a try?" "No, I don't know, Dad." I said, "Did Mr. So-and-so see him come in?" "I don't know." I'm like, at this point, I'm pulling my hair out. I'm like, "What happened?" "Well, the story goes like this. He had all the drama." He said, "So he pulls this kid, Joshua, by the ear and then pulls his hair."
Oh.
And Dad, we went in and told the science teacher right after band class, and the science teacher had a meeting with Mrs. So-and-so, who had a meeting with Mr. So-and-so, and then the eyes get really bad. This is so 12-year-old, and he looks at me and he goes, "And Dad, the guy got arrested." I don't.
The defense rests.
I mean, what the F? Right? I have no idea what's going on.
That must drive you crazy because you are, by definition, a storyteller. And that's not a story well told.
No confirmation on whether the guy was supposed to be in the class. You know,
no.
Is this a rando that shows up and just grabs a kid's ear? There was no detail as to what misbehavior, prefaced the ear grab. There was no detail on whether there was injury. There was no detail on anything other than he got arrested. And
the detail that they narked him out to the other teacher. Yeah.
I forgot to add this part.
Yeah.
He got arrested for assault. God, 12-year-olds. Josh, have you ever gotten one of those where they're trying to relay to you what happened and it's a little bit weak?
Right? I don't know how many times It's then Kelly and I alone, and I say, I don't think that was true.
I know. You just don't know.
I think things were exaggerated.
Oh, absolutely.
Best story that Robert ever enthusiastically told me was it involved him, and he got a fund going, and people gave him money to eat gum off of the playground pavement.
There you go. Here's to kids. Yeah. Life makes the world go round. That's the way it is, ladies
but also,
and gentlemen.
But also, I have to remark that one time, he said, Dad, I found the funniest thing. We got macaroni and cheese for lunch today, and you know what everyone called it? I said, what? He said, Mac and Sneeze.
There it is. God love him. Where would we be without the youth of America?
I love him so bad.
Oh, my God. Hey, dude, let me tell you something. Open up the Notes app on your phone and type this in.
Okay.
Naked Wines is the sponsor of today's show, Graham, and they're pouring out a deal you can't ignore. That's what you want them to type in?
What?
Well, you wrote it. It said, hey, dude, open up the Notes app on your phone and type this in.
Yeah, I want people to remember all the things you're telling them. And if they don't write it down, they might not remember. This is an important deal.
So in the Notes app, you want them to write, Naked Wines is the sponsor of today's show, Graham?
Exactly. And then you'll remember it and you'll order it.
Sounds like I'm talking to my 12-year-old.
And Dad, you know what happened next?
They're pouring out a deal you can't ignore. They connect you. See, I'm hypersensitive to that right now because of my kid. They connect you directly to the world's best independent winemakers, so you get world-class wine delivered right to your door. You can get 60% off store prices. I am really excited. Best part of the day yesterday that I didn't mention on the show is that my daughter Elizabeth and her beau coming down to our house for Thanksgiving, which is just like hitting the lottery for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we load up on the Naked Wines before the fam gets into town. It's no nonsense. It's just incredible wine. Use the code TMOS at nakedwines.com. $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles, $39.99. I drink it. I love it. Every bottle better than the last. Naked Wines. Because life's too short for bad wine. So let's all head to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher, and put in TMOS for both the code and the password to get $100 off your first order. That's 6 bottles, $39.99, shipping included. $100 off your first 6 bottles at nakedwines.com/TMOS. And we said it already. I don't need to say it a fourth time.
If it's in the Notes app, they'll get it.
I don't remember. I haven't written it in my Notes app yet.
Okay, you haven't written it. That makes absolutely no sense. Use the code and password, TMOS. He just writes that and then just drifts off to something else. And or it might be the
it's the previous sponsor.
Yeah, there you go.
That TMOS. Was totally me and Mike. I just try to mix up the copy so it's a little fun. That's all.
All right. You mix it up in a big, big pot.
20-quart mixer.
That you got on Temu. $39.99, 6 bottles. Now on to, do you have some beautiful video for us today, ladies
and
gentlemen?
If we do, we'll hear the stager.
Okay.
Hey, I like there that. It is. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
All hit.
All hit music. Q107.
Mike, sometimes when you have an embarrassing moment, the best thing is to attack it head on.
Okay.
Do you remember when Matthew McConaughey was... He was sort of reprimanded by the police for playing the bongos in the middle of the night naked.
Naked, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Early, early on in his career.
Exactly.
He was yelling for everyone to put it in their Notes app.
Yeah. Never let that bone go. That's a good one. Shake it in your mouth in a figure eight. Well, like all other stars, Matthew McConaughey is selling liquor now. He's selling tequila.
Yeah.
And this is the ad campaign. And it's funny enough because the tequila is called Pantalones, which means pants.
Okay.
Okay.
Pantalones is a real police report. No names have been changed because he was totally guilty.
On the 25th
That's his wife.
Day of October.
2:36 in the a.m.
Report says 2:37.
They were tardy.
On arrival to the location, I could easily hear very loud music, dancing, and playing bongo drums.
She's drinking the tequila.
The subject yelled, why are you here?
Why are you here?
You can't be in here.
You can't be in here.
That's beautiful.
Glassy and very bloodshot eyes.
And?
Oh, man. So oh,
Wow.
Isn't that great?
He falls into one of those categories of a guy that's hard to hate, right?
Yeah, you just can't. I agree.
And his wife is so charming in that commercial. That's fantastic. She's beautiful. That's a great ad. But ad. I'm going to get some because of that.
The very fact that she's giving the police report and he's correcting it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I thought it was 236. That's
now,
beautiful.
He's hard to hate. And then there's something that's full of everything that I hate.
Okay.
I don't like oversized pumpkins. Mm-hmm. I don't like Buddy the Elf.
Okay.
I don't like the stupid Halloween traditions. And yet, in the western portion of this country, every October, they hollow out one-ton pumpkins and have a boating race inside the pumpkins. Those are hollowed out pumpkins, and they have to paddle them in a race. And why does this fill me with rage? I don't know.
Rob, but Robbie, I know why it fills you with rage.
Today is the West Coast Giant Pumpkin
here's
Nevada,
Heidi.
And it's an event where we take 1,000-pound pumpkins and carve them into boats and race them on the lake.
Duh.
Oh, no, people having fun.
Yep, destroy people leaving their house.
All right.
It's people leaving their house. Yep. They're but not Mike, shut-ins.
Here we go,
all
Mike.
All losers watching them.
Yep. The winner was dressed like Buddy the Elf.
You got a exciting
That guy.
Crowds love.
Oh, yeah. Costumes, okay, it's everything you hate. I get it.
Spectacle, pumpkin sinking. It has everything.
Everything, yep.
Duh.
The only thing it needs is sunflower seeds.
I like the UPS driver.
Sunflower seeds!
Wow, fantastic. All right.
Because we are a little against the clock here, one more, and we'll have more video also in tomorrow's bonus show. So make sure you do.
Good.
Oh, including Mike. The Harry Caray sex scandal.
Yes, Harry Caray sex scandal this week on the bonus show. Very exciting.
Can't wait. Mike, this AI is, I will give it clever, because not only does it look good, but the writing is pretty good. This is AI version if Don Rickles was on The Tonight Show this week. So they have Don Rickles commenting on current events.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's pretty great.
See that protest this weekend? A million people out there, and not one of them sure what they're protesting. I saw a guy yelling, "Down with tyranny," next to a lady selling tie-dye muffins. Looked like a reunion for people who still think hashtags are pound signs. Okay, boomer. They had signs so confusing, even ChatGPT just went, huh? One sign said, "No kings." Buddy, relax. You're in a food court, not Game of Thrones. Half of them were chanting, half were counting steps to the porta potties. I'm just amazed they all found parking for their Subarus. God bless them. Every revolution needs granola, guilt, and a nap.
Mike, there it
is. That's just surreal.
We broadcast in mono on this podcast, but if you listen to that in stereo, on the left side of your speakers, you'll hear Ed McMahon laughing.
Yes.
And on the right, you'll hear Johnny.
Okay.
It is so weirdly accurate. And you know what? That's Rickles-like material.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, it's going to get better and better. I don't know whether that should be fun or terrify us. I'm really not
they're
sure.
Selling tie-dyed muffins.
Right.
AI is best for comedy. Mm-hmm. But it can be used for bad.
It can be used for evil means, yes.
And, like the ad copy.
I'll be working on that. Like ad copy!
None of it was AI.
That's it.
I wrote something in your notes,
see
app,
you
Josh.
Saturday night.
Oh, don't forget, we got the Cocktacular, the Adult-a-Ween Cocktacular coming up 7 p.m. Saturday night. Surprises. I think you probably have a hunch as to what you're going to see on these screens, but it'll be special. Trust me.
And don't forget my audience participation.
I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
You can only buy during the cocktail hour.
Oh, that's right.
Limited
Absolutely.
Run.
Absolutely. And really, we're talking that limited a run, and it's fantastic. I'm really excited about this weekend's Halloween Cocktacular.
Adult-a-ween.
Adult-a-ween Cocktacular.
That's what it is.
We'll see you and bonus show tomorrow. Thank you very much for Josh Soroka, Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I pooped myself one time.
Bit by bit, he began to recognize his own waste.
That was crazy. It ain't never nothing like that go around here.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.